God bless you.
Let's pray.
We again gathered here in your name. And I know that the brother has really talked. I didn't hear much, but there were good things, Lord, he was preaching, and that's nice, we'll have it, Lord. Everything that he said, Father, I know he breathes these things, Lord, and thank you for that. Now the children are gathered here, Lord, and they have one purpose in their heart, Lord. And I have one purpose in my heart, Lord, and that is to glorify your name. And we want you to come here, and Lord, be with us, because you promised to do that, Lord. We are gathered in your name. At the end of it all, Lord, we want your name be glorified. We want to be closer to you, Lord God, than when we come, Lord. That's our desire in our hearts. As humans, these bodies, Lord God, sometimes we do things that we wouldn't like to do, or we think there are things in this body, Lord God, that you call a pest house. And Father, you said, Father, that you are the only one who has the access to the sea of forgetfulness. And we pray that each one, Lord, not only us, Father, even those who are listening in, the Lord God, you take all that, the shortcomings, Father, in anything that's not like your word, Lord, in our thinking, in our everything, Lord God, in us, take it to the sea of forgetfulness, Lord. And we want to start before you as pure children of the living God. We want to be of great service to you, that your name shall always be glorified, Lord. As for today's service, Father, thank you for the singing service, great singing, Lord, praising you and glorifying your name. And now we've come to this other part, Lord, that we need you to speak, Father. We pray that you speak and listen. We now commit the service to you. We bless the people. If there be anything like a need of healing or anything, grant it, Lord, as you speak to the people now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. We can get seated. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Joe is not here. I was expecting to see him. I think he was very late at night because I saw him do something like very late, around 2 or something. I saw him do something on the group. I think he stayed late. I think that's why. I don't know. And maybe he was working. But anyways, thank you very much. Most welcome, each one of you. And thank you for everything. I didn't hear what Brother Michael was saying. And I like to go. I'll listen in, brother. I don't know whether my ears are getting some problems or what. I didn't hear. But I was really trying to hear. And when a preacher is preaching, they say very good things. Sometimes they don't know that themselves, but they say very good things. And in a preacher who will stand before you, just listen a bit. It's very good to listen. They say very good things. And they have something in them. They don't even know sometimes, but they have a thing that is special in them. The prophet talked about, he called each one, and said, an apostle, he said, he's a special man. Then he said, a teacher, is a special man. And then he said, every one of them, until the last one, he said, they are special people. Especially that in that they are endued with a gift that really helps the people. And it's not our gift. Remember, it's not our gift. It is your gift. It's the people's gift. It also helps me, because when I study, it helps me, but it is for the people. Sometimes we think it's our gift, and this gift can be used in the politics. One time I was... I don't know which brother was that. It's Brother Don and another brother that was a governor, a deputy governor in Kenya. And they were carrying me in a vehicle to a place. Yeah, I think in December. I think we're going to Nairobi. Both of them were going to Nairobi and said that God did good to school me or to take me away before the politics got me in Kenya. That's what they said. These people who are preachers, if they get into politics, they'll be very good in politics. And the devil, that's the devil. The devil would take them to the politics and they go. But God takes them before the devil takes them. And that's why they come to, and it's our gift. Why I'm saying that, I remember one time, as a Peregrine from Tucson, Peregrine one time said that, and I think he was talking to Billy Paul, and he said that when Brother Branham died, it was a very interesting thing when he died. Because after the crash, Mida died, according to the story that is given. Mida died. And Billy Paul, when he turned around, because after the crash, they were going and the crash happened and Billy Paul was ahead. So he turned around and it was still very dusty. And he came and flashed the lights on the accident, and he went around there, and his father was in between the metals, cramped up. He could not do nothing, and he could not move. He could not, and he was in pain, he tried to move him, and he could not move. So he turned around, and he found, I think, Sarah. Sarah was okay. And but he was hit also, but he was okay. But he looked at the mother, there was no breath. There was no nothing. So he turned around and rushed to the dad and said to the daddy, mom is gone. And the thing that I wanted to say is that when he went there and found Brother Branham like that, he said, daddy, I've seen you speak the word. Speak the word and you get out of this. Speak the word. I've seen you speak the word, and squirrels. Speak the word. I know you can speak the word. Daddy, speak the word. And Brother Ram just looked at him like that, and he just looked like that, and looked down. There was nothing he could do. Just in that moment, when he went and found the mom is dead. Daddy, mom is dead. And Brother Ram said, just bring him his heart and touch his heart with mine. And he pulled his heart like that, and he touched me, Brother Branham. And Brother Branham said, God, don't let mom leave us. And the life come back to Menda. And when Peregrine it's not the prophet, but Peregrine, he says, this gift, the thing that was Brother Branham, the thing that was Brother Branham from God was not for him. It was for us. That's why he could not speak the word to himself, and but he can speak at the same time. He can speak the word, and the word can raise up. That was, and every gift that you see is not yours; it's for the others. In fact, the prophet said, "The greatest thing is for you to live for others." Amen. And the ministers are like that: it's for to live for others, and that's God, and that's God's plan. And every gift. Every gift that you see is for others. Amen. It's for the bride. It's for us. I was looking at things yesterday. Amen. And I just bumped on something, and I didn't even open it because it didn't hit me so hard. I don't know why, because it's very simple. It's very simple. And I don't think I've not seen it before. I think I've seen it before, but it hit me so hard that I just... look at it again. And the prophet said, just this statement. It's a simple statement, but to me, it is his mirror. And I wondered, am I like that, really? Father, my purpose is to glorify you.
Amen.
It looks a very common statement, but... Is it in my life, really? The purpose to glorify God? And everything you do, you want him here.
Amen.
Is that the purpose of your life? Is it the purpose of my life?
Amen.
Okay. So, I don't want to go like that because I want to finish this today, and it's kind of, I don't know whether it's wrong. I might skip some, but the quotes are there. It is still not come exactly why. I don't know. I'm trying to think why it would be deviated to from this to the other one, but I still not have come. But I'm telling you, it was like a grip, something like gripped me. No, you're not gonna come with this. You're gonna come with this. So I don't know. Still don't know why. Maybe I can think, but I don't like thinking very much. I like to say what he says. Yeah. There's a big argument on the group. I think you people have seen it. I'm not bringing it here. I don't know whether to call it argument or what. but it's good. It makes people study and look at things. And when it comes like that, make sure whenever you're there, make sure that you don't say anything if you want to say something, unless the prophet sees it. If the prophet sees it, see it anyway.
See,
whether you understand it or don't understand it, you had better see what the prophet says. You can't go wrong with that. You can't go wrong with that. But you'll be very wrong if you have your idea and you bring the idea in this. Or your own revelation. If it is a revelation, I love revelation. But the revelation should be based on the word. At least it should be on the. At least what you are saying should have a relationship with something that is on there. I think that is important to me, and that's why I don't like talking very much. People think I like talking, but when you say something that's not according to the word, I like to say let's bring it back to the word, and you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong on that, and they're talking, and I don't know when. This Abraham, this Adam thing you go. it's a great thing about Adam. It's a very great thing about Adam. And Adam one is my father, you know that. Maybe those who are listening in, don't fight me very much, but Adam is my father, you know that. Adam is my father. The prophet said, we are all brothers because we all come from Adam. We, the people that you see here on earth, sinners and everybody, actually they came from one source, that's Adam. So by that, by the virtue of having one father, then we are all from Adam. We are Adam's sons. And we talk about, I think Kenyans know that we have a big problem in Kenya, in some quarters, about the serpent seed, that the serpent's children are still here. We don't have serpent's children here. We only have one group, and that's from Adam. We all come from Adam. That's what the prophet says. And having this, Adam did something that was not right, and he brought the fall. That is true. But Adam is a son of God.
Amen.
And once a son of God, you are a son of God. I'm not talking about being a son of God because you are Adam. God does not have natural children. I don't know whether that statement is true. Like because I am from Adam, therefore I belong to God. That's not it. That's not it. God has spiritual children. God has spiritual children. And spiritually speaking, Adam is the son of God. Spiritually and physically speaking. He is the son of God. And Seth is. Abel is. Another lineage is. Methuselah, you come down to Enoch. You come down to Noah. I don't care whether they sinned because they did bad. And I put a quote there. I don't know whether people saw that. I put a quote there. You cannot say because somebody has done something wrong. That's where people are so much. And I want you to get this. I want you to get this, brothers and sisters who are listening in. That this body, you will make mistakes. You don't say that you don't make this body. In this body, you make mistakes.
Yes,
making mistakes does not mean that you are not a son of God or a daughter of God. Yes. And I would like to ask everybody, even those who are listening in, who can stand here and say he's never sinned? Since he was, not before he was born again. Since he was born again.
Amen.
And say, my life has been straight. I've never wronged. I've never done anything wrong. Who can stand? I would like to ask like Jesus. Jesus stood one time. They brought somebody, a woman that had, he said, The first, somebody who has never sinned, let him cast the first stone.
Right.
And they all went away.
That's right.
Brothers, sisters, don't let that thing that is brought by this flesh bog you down like you're not a daughter of God, like you're not a son of God.
Amen.
And taking your confidence to approach God down. Don't let it happen. Don't let it happen. You are daughter of God. You are son of God. Born again. And in this body, tomorrow, you will have that. You have things that you don't want in them.
Amen.
When you fight them, listen. When you fight them, something that you don't want. And you know, we magnify people's wrongs or people's weakness. We magnify them. Praise the Lord. But let it come on you. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Wrong is wrong. Whether it's like this or like this. Wrong is wrong.
Amen.
Praise be to God. You search. None can say, since he's been born again. Why do you say sorry even?
Amen.
Why do you say sorry? You say sorry because you found yourself. You did something that you didn't want to do. You go to the book of God. Who do you say this is? The prophet is saying, this is December. This is the end of the year, 1964. And I'm sorry. I've done things that I would not have liked to do. And I want to forget them. But me, as a person, I will still remember them. But it's only God who has the access to the sea of forgetfulness. And I know that God, in this whole year, the things that I've done, God has taken them, grabbed them, and put them to the sea of forgetfulness.
Amen.
Never to be remembered no more.
Amen.
Do you think the prophet was not born again, 1964? He was born again. He was the son of God.
Amen.
But he's saying, I have something. And each one in this body, brothers, each one in this body will find himself doing something that he would like to do.
Amen.
Don't let that bog you down. Don't let yesterday's things that happened on you bog you down today.
Amen.
Cast them all. Put them on the laps of God. Tell God, God, I know your hearts are open and you want to take these things to the sea of forgetfulness. Never! The prophet says, never to be remembered no more.
Right.
God don't even remember them. That's what the prophet says. God don't even remember them.
Yes,
take them there, Lord.
Right.
Start again here as somebody who didn't do nothing yesterday.
Yes.
Talk to God. Tell God, God, I'm here. Your son is here.
Amen.
That's not my topic, but let's go back here. What Adam did does not stop him from being a son of God.
That's right. Yes,
it doesn't.
Amen.
And let me say this. Adam is in his theophany. Because anybody who lives here on earth, they go to their theophany.
Amen.
From their theophany, they come here and pick up a glorified body. Amen. And when the general resurrection happens, he will come and pick up his glorified body. Okay, that's that. I'm not going to talk about but Adam. I'm just saying that I know there are some people who are listening in, and that's good, and other some people who are listening. Let's go back to my topic here, Revelation 12. I'd like us to go verse by verse up to verse 6. This was there, and I'd say that I would throw it to you, and I'm lazy. I didn't throw it to you so that you can study them before you come today, but that's okay. Now you have it. And you can. I'm sorry about that. Now you can study with me. Revelation 12:1. It's a scripture. It's just scripture. What line for line? I'm not trying to say anything. It's just line for line. See, and then look at it and see what did the prophet say about that line. Now about this chapter, one of the things I would like to say is this chapter does not follow in sequence of time. Like, if this line follows this in sequence of time, but this has happened and this happened and this happened, it doesn't follow like that. And the whole book of Revelation does not follow like that. You find this here, and then you find this happened over here, maybe in the church ages, this happened here before the church ages, or this happened here after the church ages, and it's mixed up. Revelation 12 and Revelation 17, Revelation 13 and Revelation 17 kind of speaks of the same thing, but it's not the same time. It's not the same time. And let's go there and try to study that. This is just a study and to show how the devil has been working. So let's go there. And there appeared to me, there appeared a great word in heaven. That's a scripture. That's a scripture. That's your Bible. There appeared a great word in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun. Now imagine that. Is a woman that is clothed from the top, from the head. In fact, the prophet, in many quotes, when you read about that, the prophet says, it was the sun was in his head. But what it means is, when you hear about clothing, the people of the old, the women of the old, the way they were dressing, the way they were dressed, they were dressed from here, that way that's how they were dressed. So when you hear the woman was dressed, clothed with the sun, you don't think like he was clothed like me, or like you, no, it's like that. You know, that's why the prophet talks about he had a sun on his head. Because it was from here, he was completely clothed. The woman of the world were completely clothed from the down to the feet. That's what they were. So here, this woman was clothed like that. It was in the head, and it was Orma. That was the sun. That was the sun that was Orma. Now, woman clothed with the sun, and the moon at her feet. And again, I want you to get that picture. And there was a moon at her feet. At her feet, there was moon. Maybe people... And I know Brother Holmes preached that. I don't know. And you people who had listened to Brother Holmes, maybe have heard this. But maybe there are some people. I don't know. That's why I decided to bring this. Maybe there are some people who would like to hear this. There was moon at her feet. Now, the mystery is, what is this sun and this woman and this moon at her feet? What are they? That's the question that we would like to answer today. And think about that. Okay. And this woman, he's talked of, like in the beginning of the church ages, and to the head, he's still talking, towards the head, he's still talking about the same woman. But now, he's gonna see him like, he's giving birth to a son that is called Jesus Christ in the beginning of the church ages, or the boundary between the Old Testament and the New Testament, right there. That woman is there. But that woman is going to continue until the Jesus Christ comes and takes the bride. All that is that woman. I hope you get that. Because when you read, there's some confusion. But it's the same woman. It's the same woman here. It's the same woman that you see, he ran away to the wilderness. And the prophet says, that was the people, the Christians, who ran away from Europe to America. And he says, America is that wilderness. So it's the same woman who the church ages that is going to give birth. So when he talks about giving birth, you're going to find out that he was giving birth when he gave birth to Jesus Christ. And that's what is so much talked about. This woman giving birth when Jesus Christ is being born. And the beast is there wanting to devour that boy or that son when it's born. Praise be to God. And it's protected and taken to a wilderness called Egypt. You remember that? That's a story. That's one. You know I'm not a reader. But I'm going to read. Now, another thing. The prophet says, and every time in the church ages, like the first church age, there was a birth place. There was a woman there. Birth place of the first church age. And he was wanting to have a baby. What a baby. Every time they were producing Jesus Christ in their lives. There were birth place. That was also a woman. So this can go everywhere. But at the end here, the bride is born. Who is bride? Bride is he. I'm going to read a quote here. The bride is he. Because he and him become one. That's another son that's going to happen. But before that bride is born, there's birth pains here. The church just gives birth pains. So that can be run. This woman that's giving birth and has birth pains can be run from when Jesus was born up until. But the prophet says it's not the bride. It's not the bride. In other words, it's not the bride who is giving birth pains. But this woman called the church just gives birth pains and gives a baby called Christ. You know, the Bible, and that's a bit confusing. You know, the Bible promised, The Bible said that there will be the promised son.
That's right.
Who is the promised son? That says Jesus Christ when he comes and takes the bride. And the bride and the bridegroom is called Jesus Christ. It's called a he. The Bible calls him a he. Calls her a he. Is born here by the church ages. The church ages gives birth to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the bride and the bridegroom.
Amen.
It's not complicated. But that's okay. Let's read it. Let's go slowly, right for right. But there's a woman. Is a woman all the way? Is that woman all the way? Who is she? She's a woman. She's a woman. When Jesus Christ came, that woman called the Jews that were be giving birth. The prophet calls it Orthodox Church. Orthodox Church. It's not the Jewish Orthodox Church. They denominated. It's not the Orthodox Church that is the Catholic Church. You know the Orthodox Church in the eastern side is the Catholic. The Catholic in the eastern is called Orthodox. Putin, the president of Russia, is an Orthodox. He goes to the Orthodox. You can see him very many times going to the Orthodox Church. I'm not talking about that. That's the Orthodox Church that he denominated. But it started when Jesus Christ here was born.
Amen.
Even before he was born, just right there. It was there. And it came. And that was what they believed in, even the apostles. The Orthodox, kind of. Praise be to God. Then they denominated and they went away. That's why the prophet is going to talk about the Orthodox Church. Let me read that. Let me just go slowly. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun and the moon at her feet. Now, that's right. Now, paragraph 73. What makes the moon? What makes the moon light? Is the sun shining on it. It's just a shadow of the sun. And therefore, the moon had lived its days out. Why is the moon at her feet? Yeah? Why is the moon at her feet? It's the law. This woman has lived it. Who was that? That was the Jewish church. Now that's coming over to the church ages. Can you see that? The moon has gone. The moon is going away. But the moon is at her feet. At her leg or some at her feet. Is at there. Why? He's done away with. It's going away. The law is going away. The Old Testament says are going away. Where are they going to? Now we are coming to the New Testament, the church ages. Now this woman is clothed with the Son. What's the Son? The Son is God. He's clothed with the gospel. The gospel in the New Testament. He's now clothed. This woman is clothed with the New Testament gospel. And the crowns are the gospel. What we heard in the church ages, what we're supposed to have, is the doctrine of the apostles, the 12 apostles. So the 12 stars are the 12 apostles. I think we're going to go slowly. I'm going to build myself. But that's the right. In the New Testament church, from there, from this woman having a baby, now it goes forward. The whole church ages. If it's not clear, please ask a question. You know, the other day in Kenya, I was told that it was very disorder. They said it was a bit disorder. And that because I'm speaking and I can see people, they are not understanding. I said, ask a question. And they said, the deacon said, no. I said, no. I got this, no problem. The Holy Ghost says, no, God be disturbed. And I asked a question, people. And then some people said we really understood what they were saying. Because when people ask questions like that, I'm not inviting that here, but I would like people to understand what we are talking about, what we are talking about. Let's go on with the prophet. It's not complicated when you see and follow the prophet, what the prophet says. And this is important. Every word is important. If you want to understand the devil hates two things. Let me say this. The devil hates two things. One is to reveal him, is to know him. This is where you come from. This is what you are doing. This is what you've been doing. Now I know how you work. The prophet says that there are very many churches. Listen, there are very many churches that they will think there's nothing wrong in in joining the WCC, the denominations. Because when we join the WCC, we can work easily. The government can help us. The government can stand with us. He said, that is the trick of the devil. He said, that is what he did there. Yeah. When you know him and how he works, avoid him, run away from him. And whenever you see this, just call him out. The devil hates two things. One, revealing him, knowing him. This is how you work, devil. I know you. He hates that. When you start that, knowing him, that how the devil works, you have strength against him. Another thing is to know where he came from. When you know where he came from, now you know where he is headed.
Amen.
And you know how he operates if he has that. This is very important.
Right.
Very many churches, message believer churches, but it will become denominations, thinking that they can serve God better. And it's only that they can serve God better. In those denominations. And then starting up here and saying, this is it. You know, brother, you better stay alone, but with him.
Amen.
Alone, one man, one woman.
Amen.
One woman with God is majority on earth. I don't know whether you understand what that is. One woman or one man with God is the majority. The power and everything belongs there, in that woman or that man. If you're studying with God, if you're studying with this, the prophet said, it were better for the heavens to get bankrupt. Then one of his words go void.
Yeah.
Don't worry. If you start with him, don't worry. Don't worry. Start there.
Right.
And all the demons know that. All the demons, when Jesus came, they gathered around. They knew who this is. And that is exactly what is happening. All the demons, all hell is gathered against you. That's why he says, it would deceive the very elect if that was possible. Because all hell is gathered against this small bride.
Amen.
You got to know him. You got to know the devil.
Right. Right.
I wish I had time. I can tell you this. When you see this Nicolaitanism, just know, even if it's not on the surface, just know, Baranism is just right there. Just know that. When you see that's what he said. When you see the Nicolaitanism, just know the Jezebel religion, idol worshipping, is just hiding under there.
No.
Just know that they are together. It's a dangerous thing, but he hides it. The devil hides it and comes up here like he is. He's an angel of right. He's the best. He's leading you to God. He's 99.9 truth. But remember, you have eyes of an eagle. And the higher you go in this revelation, the farther you see it down there. The higher you are, the farther you see it down there. Everything the devil is doing, you are seeing it. It's just right here. And you can see what it's doing. That's your armor. That's your armory. That's what you have. That's your gun. That's your protection. That revelation. And he will never get you. The devil will never get you. You know him. Let's join this. Am I saying I'm going to judge? No, I'm not saying that. But Adam was not deceived.
Amen.
Don't you never let your mind that you had be deceived to anything else except the word. Stay with the word.
Amen. Yes, sir.
You can have your parents, you have relatives, whatever you can have all that. You can go to baptism because maybe your son or your daughter is getting married in a Baptist church. No problem. But don't you never let the Baptist doctrine deceive you.
Amen.
Don't you let that. Stay with this word wherever you are.
That's right.
That's why now you can get the quote that says, be anywhere. If you are for Presbyterian, be a Presbyterian. But stay with the word.
That's right.
The prophet stayed in the Baptist church until they threw him out. Because he could not be deceived. He said, I cannot. The Bible said, I cannot ordain a woman as a preacher. That's against the Bible.
Amen.
He didn't go away. He said, and when they said, we are going to excommunicate you, the prophet said, I'm excommunicated better.
Yeah.
Outside here, away from this is better. Why? He was with God there, and he went away with God. That's all it matters. Are you with God?
Amen.
Are you living with God? Are you sure you're with God? Wherever you are you sure with God? That's why sometimes we fear things, those physical things, like going with your sister. senior, knowing your sister, riding, or whoever. I'm not going to go because I love your sister. But sometimes we have people, we have women sometimes, is that right? That are with us, and they have trousers. They have trousers. Tight trousers, and but you fear going with them. That's not it. That's not it. The devil is not the trousers. The devil is the deception. It's the deception of the devil. That's right. Don't you never be deceived. Adam was not deceived.
Amen.
Don't you never believe with them.
Right.
Don't fear being with them. It's okay. If you see, like your sister has a birthday. I'm not going there because they wear trousers. You're now getting the trap of the devil. That's not it. Be at peace with every man here on earth, without which thou shalt never see God. That's a scripture.
Amen.
Be with them, but don't be partakers of their ungodliness.
Amen.
Love them.
Amen.
Display Christ wherever you are. You don't know how much you're preaching by being around them. You don't know. That's quite sermons.
Amen.
Volumes of sermons.
Amen.
You can only be here. You don't go here. You don't interact with nobody because the devil. No, that's the devil. That's the devil now. That's the devil now. That's cheating you that. The prophet said, the Bible said that if you are only to be with that, I don't know how to say it, but it's in the Bible. Then it's only needful that you are then taken out of this world. You cannot avoid them. Where you go to buy, where you work, where you, wherever, they are all over. The children of the devil are all over. Don't you never be partakers of their unbelief. Be them, love them. If they need help, help them. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But don't be partakers of the unbelief. Be strict when it comes to unbelief. No. When they tell you to wear tights like that in school, sister, don't. I can do everything. You know, I told my children, yes. I told my children. Education in Kenya is very, very important. And people struggle to have education. So I told my student, listen here. This is how important. It looks like nonsense to me. But this is how much important it is, the hair of the women, of a woman. Don't you never cut your hair. They are cut by force. In Kenya, the teachers get a hold of you and they'll cut you. Yes, cut your hair. I said, if that happens, run home. I'll deal with it later.
Amen.
I don't care about that education. If it's going to break the God's word, I don't care. Praise be to God. How is he going to be without a Christian? Listen, I don't care.
That's right.
I don't care. God said it. Don't cut your hair.
Amen.
And one time they wanted to cut Minda's hair. Do you remember that now? They got to us to the staff room. And he ran away. She didn't come home. They realized she's serious. They realized that. She ran outside there. They could not go further. That's right. Start with, brothers, sisters, start with this word. Start. Do you know what? If you start with this one, the whole of heaven is behind you. You don't know that.
That's right.
He may let you go a bit. Like the children, Shadrach, Isaac, and Abednego. You know, you remember when they were put in the world? He'll let you a bit look like he's not going to help. But start there and say, if God helps me, it's okay. If he doesn't help me, that's all right. But I'm starting here.
That's right.
I'm not going to go against God's word. It didn't look like God was coming to help them, but they're all of heaven. You read that story. How the prophet calls, he said, and they just come and said, God, do you know what's happening on earth? Do you know what your children's eyes are going through? It looked like nothing is happening. And in 1 minute, he didn't say no, but he came down. Exactly right, brothers. He came down. Stop it. All the fire and everything. That's what God does, brothers and sisters. You start with him and the whole of heaven, the angels and everything starts with you, brothers. Any time, any day, rainy, sunny, whatever, God will be there.
Amen. That's right.
I'm running away from this. I don't know why. Let me go back. Let me go back there. okay, sun was rising. The sun was rising. that the woman wasn't clothed with the moon. She was clothed with the sun. It was the gospel church. That is the church ages. You remember that? The gospel church is the church ages. Mm-hmm. Coming into existence. It was coming to existence. But this woman that's giving birth to that, to Jesus Christ, was the Orthodox Church. No, okay. Into existence, the Orthodox Church. Now we say, well, was that the Orthodox Church? The prophet says, yes, yes. That's the book called the Lamb. Look, paragraph on that. Look, the moon at her, the sun at her head. The moon at her feet. You know why I bring these quotes differently? Because the different ones have some more explanation than the first one, like that. And now I have more. And they will experience further until you come to a place where you understand exactly what is happening. But I thought this can help in understanding what's happening. At her head, the moon at her feet. The sun was the dispensation of grace. She was clothed with the dispensation of grace. What was that? That was the church ages, brother. That was the church ages. The woman was the Orthodox Church. The woman is the Jewish church, Orthodox Church, that actually believed in Christ and is giving a birth now. He's giving birth now to Christ. Is that right? And she was starting over the law. The law is the moon. Okay? The law was passing away. The moon is going away. The law is going away. How many knows that? It was a birth pains. And every time is a birth pain. That's why this woman was in birth pains. Every time that. That's the birth pains now we have. Do you know it's so heavy, birth pains, that if you preach, this is even fearful to preach. I was in Pakistan, and right now they are sending me pictures, and I want to go back there. In fact, we are organizing a very big ministry meeting, and I want them all to come together. I want to talk to the ministers. And if they run me out of Pakistan, that's okay. I want to tell them exactly that baptism is not needful. We don't need baptism. What is it? It's birth pains. Because something has been born. And they have birth pains to birth this. Can you get that? Amen. It's very hard for people to understand. We don't need communion. We don't need communion. It's all that. But it's very hard for people to get out of that. Amen. You don't need to do nothing. Listen, the prophet says you needed to repent and to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You needed that in the church ages. Can you get that? Amen. But now, that has got to die. They can only both. We can only have the church ages and the bride at the same time. So one of them has got to die. And every death brings birth pains. This woman was in birth pains. And the church ages is in birth pains. Church ages in birth pains because she is giving. And that is kind of over now. But there are still people who are in those birth pains. Out of the message churches, having baptists to baptize people. The prophet said, baptism won't until when Jesus comes. People don't realize that Jesus Christ has come. Amen. It was until that time. Eating communion was until he comes. It's a birth pain. Always, when the church is coming, it's a birth pain. All right. If I don't finish, no problem. I think we have time. I think we have time. But these things are important to me. These things are very important to me. Every bit of it is important to me. Praise be to God. I had a brother last night, and I felt like I've shut him a bit. I told him, brother, you may disrespect me or disrespect me. That's okay. You got to understand what kind of a person I am. I'm this kind of a person. I'm not saying I'm able to do it. I'm just saying what he said. I want that, brothers and sisters, I want that to remain there. Whether I'm able to do it, that's another story. I, who is saying that is that? I may be able to do it, brother. I may not be able to do it. But that's what God said, leave it there. I don't want that to be touched by nobody. I want that to remain there. I might fall because I'm a human being. I might fall from that's okay. God help me. But when I'm falling and down, help me, God. I'll be pointing to that. That is what he said. Amen. That's the truth. Amen. Sun was the dispensation of grace, and the moon was the dispensation of law. The moon, the woman was the Orthodox Church, and it was studying over the law. The law was passing away. The Orthodox Church, the Jews, or the Now, it's not the Jews Orthodox Church. The Jews Orthodox Church don't believe in Christ now. But the people who are coming out of that, they believed in Christ, and that's why they had the apostles. There were a group of people who believed in Christ, like the apostles, and the apostles who preach around. Can you get that? But that church was giving birth to Christ. The law was passing away, because the law was a shadow of the good things to come. Is that right? The moon is only a shadow of the sun, reflecting on the moon. Is that right? Making the moon and the law was at her feet. She had done, lived through that day. This church of the apostles had done, lived that day. Okay. And notice how she was dressed here now, and he goes to something else. Now, I want to read this quote. This quote is a bit confusing. The following quote is a bit confusing. It's 1964 now. So it's 1964, paragraph 25. Are you there? All right, Becky. Remember, chapter 12 does not pertain to the bride. It does not pertain to the bride. Can you get that? It does not pertain to the bride. It does not pertain to the bride. That woman that is giving the birth is not the bride. You can bring her to the church ages, but not the bride. I hope you get that. It's not the bride. Revelation chapter 2. I haven't looked at it up, but I know it. It's the woman studying the sun with the moon at her feet. The moon represented the law. The moon represented the law. The woman represented Israel. The church. You see how he's going to say the church. He's not even looking at it. He says the Israel, the church, and the 12 stars. We don't have, okay, and the 12 stars in her forehead. In her forehead. You see that? Yeah. 12, what are the 12 stars? We're going to come to 12. The 12 stars is the apostles. 12 stars over his, those 12 apostles. 12 churches, do we have 12 church ages? No, we have 7 church ages. So he's talking about the church ages. He says, but it's a fumble, it's a tongue right. And he says, 12 church ages. No, it's 7 church ages. And so forth, which just passed. See, which just passed. What is it? 1964? The church ages are just passed. He says in the book called Feast of the Trumpets. He says, if I come, with the message of Pentecost, I would be in an audition. Right. And that would not be right. Amen. Why is gone? Praise right. God. 1964, when he was preaching the future home, he said, when the church ages are over, and they are.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So here he's saying, we just passed them. They're just gone. They're just over. They're just gone. Mm-hmm. Praise be to God. Okay. And that woman is okay. And the sun was at her head, and which was the moon. See, the moon is a shadow of the sun, which the law was a shadow of good things to come. And that woman is Israel, not the bride. He's not the bride here. He's Israel there giving birth to Jesus Christ, and then it comes to the apostles and come to the church ages. That's what he's talking about. Okay, that's over. Let's go to the next. The next is, and upon her head, a crown of 12 stars. What are these 12 stars? I'm going to just say, okay, paragraph 130. And at her feet, and upon her head, a crown of 12 stars. What are these 12 stars? Because the church is crowned with the doctrine of the 12 apostles. Here at the end, Sharon is my student. She didn't get it. Here at the end. The prophet is taking us back to that. That is the true, in the church ages, the true doctrine was the doctrine of the apostles. Malachi 4:5 was to take us back there. Because we are foreign from it. And he started trying to bring us back by Ruther. Then Wesley, Crosser. Now, in Brother Branham, we are taken completely back to the doctrine of the apostles. So this whole thing is capped with the doctrine. Which is it? The church ages. The woman is Israel and the church ages together. Here is capped. Listen, is capped with the crown or with the head of the 12 apostles, okay? The church is crowned with the doctrine of the 12 apostles. Now we can see the woman. We know the woman. The woman is not just Israel there when he was coming up. The true Israel, not the Israel that refused Jesus Christ. the true Israel that is that has given birth to Christ. And then after giving birth to Christ, they continued, Paul and them. And do you know that the prophet says that the first church was mostly Jews? Yes. Okay, let's go to the next verse. Verse 2. And she being with a child, cried travailing with birth and pained to be delivered. That's what she says. Now, let's look at this travailing and birth pains. He says, is the birth pains? He says, it's just them. And that's the reason it was so hard for those Pharisees to understand our Lord Jesus Christ. Because they were under the law. And the law was the word of God in seed form. But when the word was made fresh and become not law, but grace. Now, grace and law cannot exist at the same time. Because grace is far above law. Law is not even in the picture. And therefore, it's so hard for the Pharisees. That's a bad thing. It's so hard. The Pharisees, it's so hard to leave circumcision. Paul told them, circumcision is nothing. Why? Circumcision is what identified the Jews. The Old Testament church. To be a Jew, you had to be circumcised. The men had to be circumcised. Is that right? Now, they are told that is not necessary. And they are coming to something, they are brought to something else that would identify a member of the church. That is baptism. They are told now, what identifies you as a member of the church, as a member of the group called the brothers and sisters, is not circumcision. Before then, to be a member, to be accepted as a brother, you had to have your family circumcised. That's why God told Abraham, told Moses, I'm going to kill you if you don't circumcise your boys. And he could not do it. And his wife got them and circumcised them. And the death didn't come. It was so serious. Praise with God. And the difference between the people that were of God and the people that were not of God was circumcision. That's why they were called the circumcised. Saying the circumcised was actually saying the church of God. Can you get that? Now, in the New Testament, that is closed. Paul says, it's no need of doing that. And they had body pains. Remember Peter? Peter could not even come out completely. He was fearing. He was fearing and telling them, there's no need of circumcision. But when he comes to them, you've got to be circumcised. And he was rebuked by Paul, the message. He said, what are you doing? Here you are saying this, and here you're saying this. Start up! It was so hard. Why? It was bad pains. They had to die to the law to come to the grace. Because grace is so far above law. Okay. But it must go. And therefore, it was so hard for the Pharisees to die to their law. It was very hard to die to their law and start getting baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. It was very hard to. And it's very hard today. But it's very hard. You talk to all the MSC churches and tell them, we don't need communion. We don't need communion. We don't need baptism. Here, in this, you don't come with nothing. Here, in this, in this disposition, in this bride, in this bride, you don't need to have nothing. You only need to be predestinated by God to see things. And when you see it, you are right there. You become one of it. That's all you need. You don't need ratios. You don't need this thing. You don't need nothing. It's just a recognition. Oh, I'm a son of God. And there you are. You are grabbed. We do not need those things. But it's so hard to die to them. You think you need to baptize? You need to go to eat communion. You don't need those things. You don't need those things. I don't need to do nothing to you. You just need to. Let God open it. When God opens it, there you are. You're caught up. You are caught. You are in the rapture. There you are. You're caught up. Oh, You cannot come here when I'm married and I'm with my husband and start commanding me. The husband is not telling me to be baptized, and you're telling me to be baptized. I belong here. Amen. I'm married. I'm in the rapture. Amen. He said, when he comes and grabs me, and I become him, and he becomes me, you stop. That will be the end of the communion. I shall not eat you this, the natural one, until I eat it anew in my father's house. I'm eating it anew. He's giving it to me. He's feeding me. What is it? The spiritual food in the new season. He's feeding me. That's the true communion. We are eating with him. He's feeding me. He's serving the communion. He's the one now feeding me.
Amen.
I don't want a preacher coming to feed me bread. And that bread does not do me anything. I was doing that as a shadow until he comes. He said, do this until I come.
Amen.
It's very hard to die that.
Amen.
You want a bread to eat, you want someone to drink. It's not necessary.
Right.
You're eating the true one. This is the true one. Because grace is so far above law. Okay, the two rows, Pharisees died to their law. So that grace could be born. But it must go. Those things of the church ages have got to go. Those things of the Old Testament had to go.
Amen.
They had to die. They cannot exist both.
Right.
But for them to go, there's always body pains.
Amen.
That's God, the truth. That's why this woman was travailing. Now, this woman was travailing in pain. Okay, now, we notice that. We thought now to you, it takes plain distress. Okay. Now, we notice that it always, my thought now to you, it takes pain, distress, discomfort. That is the travail of the body pains. Discomfort. Look how the Pharisees died to that law. Through pain, distress, discomfort. But it must be. We continue now. The bride. Now I brought the bride also was born. And in the days of the... So now, what he's talking about there in that verse that was traveling in pain, it was Jesus Christ that was being born by this woman, okay, that had the moon. The moon was still there. It's just, you can see it's still going. It's not completely over. So it is that time. It is not this time. It is not this time after the church ages are over. It's not that time. It's not in the church. It's not during Brother Branham's message even. It is when the moon is still there, that Old Testament was still there and it was going away. So what is it? This woman is Israel. That is giving birth, the old church now, that is giving birth to what? To Jesus Christ. Is that right? Giving birth to Jesus Christ. It was for people to accept a woman, our maid, shall conceive. And they were waiting for the way he's come is not conceiving the way they think. Well, he should conceive by the priest, a child, a daughter of the priest. Maybe a daughter of the king. A daughter of this is the one we're supposed to conceive. Now, he doesn't do that. He gets a woman that's a nobody. He gets and that was a bad prince again. Wow, how can that be? They could not get that. How can that be? They could not understand that. But God did it anyways. Okay. And this woman, there's a beast here. The same, I think now I can see why we were talking about that. We can see the beast from the start, Nimrod, and them in Babylonian. They've come now here, and they are Roman. They are Roman government, the Roman Empire. The beasts, the imperial beast, the political Rome, the political beast is here now, wanting to deliver that. The prophet asks you. Maybe I'm going beyond myself. The prophet asks you, who was there to deliver this child as soon as he's born? Do you remember that story, brothers and sisters? When the Magi, who are the Magi? By the way, do you know what the Magi is? You call them Magi. How do we call it in Kenya? Who knows? Magi. To meet at Kenya. Magi. I think Magi or something. Magi. But here I think they're called Magi. I'm saying right there, Magi. I started saying Magi when I came to Kenya, and I missed 2-3 times I was calling them another thing. But now I know they're Magi. Magi. You know, you say G-I is Jai. You say, don't say that. In Kenya, you say Magi. Magi, any? Magi. Okay. But who are these Magi, by the way? The Magi who are coming from East, the prophet says, those were Israelites from India. I think you know that, eh? They were Israelites from India. Israelites from Israel that had gone to study stars. There were astronauts studying stars in India. And they were studying there. They found out that in their history of the study of the stars. Now listen. In their history of the study of the stars, there were three stars. In their study, they found out there were three stars. And they knew this is Pluto. When they look at them, they know. They know this star is Pluto. This star is Mars. They know that. But they identify three, according to the history of the stars. They identify three stars. But when these three stars, and it was written, when these three stars come together, when they come together, that will be the star of David. It is written like that. Which were these stars? Three stars. These three stars were the star of Ham. Because every man here on earth is born. We cannot go that way. That we take all our time. But let me just explain that and go now. Every man here on earth, everybody is born under a star. Everybody is born under a star. You have a star. Yeah. And everybody is born under a stone. That is why you hear the prophet talking about, the Bible talking about the sad stone. Is that sad and stone and something? Sad stone. Sad stone and something. It's in the Revelation something, Revelation 4. Sad stone is the stone of David. No. Of Reuben and the stone of Benjamin. The last son. In other words, Jesus Christ was to be the whole of the Old Testament church and the whole of his A to Z. So he was to be the whole church from Reuben to Benjamin. Do you get that? So everybody is born under star and under stone. Okay, now that's right. Now, these three stars were the stars that Ham was born under. Shem was born under. You remember the three sons of Noah? The whole earth was to be repopulated after the destruction of water in the ark. The whole earth was to be repopulated by the three sons. Everybody here on earth, though you are from Adam, but you are from three sons. Everybody here, you see here on earth. Everyone else got finished. Here on earth, we have three sons that brought us here. Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Who are Ham, Shem, and Japheth are the children of Noah. I think you know that. Now, this Magi is now looked and found out that one time, the star of Ham, the star of Shem, and the star of Ham, Shem, and Japheth, and the star of Japheth, there were three stars. When they get together, that will be the star of the Savior of the children of Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Because the whole world, the people belong to Ham, Shem, and Japheth. So when they get together, that will be the star of Ham, Shem, and Japheth. That will be the star of the Savior of the world. The world is populated by those people. I hope you get that. Is lost? That's right. So the two stars, when they go together, they started following it. That's the star of the Savior. They started following it. From India. And they followed it for 2 years. Following it. Sometimes they could get to a river. They don't know how to cross it. They just go around. They try to do everything. But it's still there. It's not going. Until it came. And it was over. It was over. The palace of the King Herod. King Herod, who was actually from the beast. The Roman beast. The Roman head. The Roman head of the beast. The Roman head of the beast in Israel. Israel was colonized, or it was under the protectorate of the Roman government. They had an arrangement that you people can actually do your things about God, however you worship God. But we will be your governor. We will be ruling over you. The king will be King Caesar. Was it Caesar? Jesus said, give Caesar what is Caesar's and give to God what is God's. So you are another emperor, King Caesar. Caesar was the Roman government, Roman governor, Roman king or something, emperor, whatever. So they were under the Roman government. So this had called Herod, the governor of the king here. I think he was the emperor and he was the king. This had is a Roman had. It's Roman Empire. It's the beast. It's the beast. Same everything as Babylonian was. Here is the beast in what? In what? In political form. All right. So when they got in, let me finish that story. When they got in, they found him. They said, because when he got there, it got lost. There's a lot of things about that. I would like to, one time, to bring about that. How, why it got lost. I tried to look at it and get some quotes there. I identified, found that it's too wrong to bring. But it got lost. And now they're here. They go to the king. He said, we were following this star of the king, and he got lost here. Do you know of it? Do you know where that sound is? Because they were headed to that, to worship that. They were Israelites, remember? They were headed, it's just like the woman at the well. The woman said, when the Messiah comes, we know when the Messiah comes, he will do those things. So this knew, when that man comes, that is of those stars, that will be Jesus Christ. That will be the king of the king of the Jews. So we want to come, that will be God, that will be Messiah. We want to come and worship that baby. And they got in there. They said, do you know of him? Have you heard? Because if it is that big king and everybody, then the king should also know. The king of this world, Herod, should know. Everybody should be, it will be in papers and everywhere. The king is born. Now, it is, and even has a star. And a star is so big, this is a great thing. And they had carried gifts. They carried what? Gold, frankincense. And many, and they had those gifts, and each gift had a meaning. Okay, they come here, and they said, can you go, can you tell us where? And he didn't have an idea. He didn't have an idea. That's why the birth pains. If a king is born, everybody should know this is not a king. That's the controversy. This is not a king. This is nobody. And instead of sleeping when he was born, instead of sleeping in big lodgings where you pay good money, he's sleeping on a manger, and you're calling him a king? Oh. It didn't add up. That's why the body pains. Oh, it can't be. It was so hard for anybody to accept. All right. So he said, now he said, the king said, now, because of Jesus, he said, now, if that be so, and he's a king, you and he put them in a room. I think he stayed a few days there. They stayed a few days there, because he says that, the Bible said that they put them somewhere and come out, and a word went to everybody that was an Israel, the elders, and whoever, the Pharisees and everything. Now, where do you have anything in the history where this king is going to be born? And they brought up, they brought a book. Yes. It's written here by Isaiah. It says that, little Bethlehem, though you are so little, a son, a king, you'll be born there. And you'll be the governor. The Bible calls him the governor. And he said, okay, it's in Bethlehem. Okay. Do this. Just go worship him. Because we cannot know where it is. Just go find out where he is. And when you find out and you worship him, come back by and tell me also, so that I can also go worship him. And he had bad plans. He wanted to go kill him because of Jesus. And they were told by God, by vision of what, don't go back there. And when he realized, they tricked him. And they realized they tricked him. Because of what? That is, you're going to find out down here when I said it. That was the beast, the dragon that was waiting. And I said dragon is the devil. That dragon is the devil. Dragon, when he gets into the beast, that's a dragon. That's the wholeness of the devil himself. And when you see he's caught, the red dragon is talking about the beast that had blood on him. The prophet says in the second seal that's when he got his blood. When he started killing. But he's the one who is here. This beast called Rome. The king Herod is here. Rome is here. Waiting for this child to be born. When he realized he cannot deliver him. They tricked him. He commanded. Find out. When did that star come? It came about 2 years ago. Because they found Jesus Christ 2 years. So that star. From when they saw the star. To when they arrived, it was about two years. So he commanded, go out there. Kill every child, a boy child that is 2 years. Kill all all of them, and they killed all of them. That's why the Bible says, and there was a cry from Ramah. Rachel is crying because his children are not. And the angel came and told Joseph, Joseph, run away, go hide him in Egypt. Because the scripture had said, and I'll get my son from Egypt. You remember that? Huh? It's the same. We can take the same scripture. And take it back to Moses. When they wanted to kill Moses, the beast again was the same spirit. The same spirit was standing there to deliver the child as soon as the child comes on. But the child was hid. Okay. Let's finish this. I'm going to finish this. So it's so short. It's just six verses. I don't know why it's taking too much, but I'm gonna jump to verse 3 now. But before I jump to verse 3, can I read this scripture? It says the same. It says there in birth pains, paragraph 184, 184, 184, 184, 183, 183, 184, 185. Paragraph 194. It all talks about the birth pains of this boy, of this other boy. Now, here at the head, the bride. And now I want to prove to you tonight, because I wanted the other day to read it. I didn't come right, but let me read it today so that you see. He's called a he. So it was, the beast was ready to devour the son as soon as. And that's exactly what. Praise be to God. It has come to this. It's the same beast that has brought us to this. That is so close. What is it? It's so close. It will deceive the very elect if it was possible. What is it? It's the same devil wanting to kill this son called Jesus Christ. It's the same devil. What kind of a killing is being done now? It's a spiritual killing. He wants people to have an eternal separation from God. He says, that's the worst death. That's what he wants to do now. In the church ages, that's what he's been planning. And then here he's trying to kill that son. Now, why am I calling this son? I think I'm going too fast. Okay, it's too much, brothers. I don't know what to do. It's too much, but why is it called a he? That's what I wanted to say. Now at the end, there were birth pains for him to be born. The promised son. That's the promised son. Who is the promised son? Is in the bride. The bride and the bridegroom are one. That's the promised son. Praise be to God. Now listen. And for him to be born, there were birth pains also. Now, listen now to this, so that you see, it's got a heap. For the mystery of God, he's reading a scripture. The prophet is reading a scripture here. I'm just only going to read the scripture, because he's going to say something here. See the breaking of that seal? We know exactly what it was. This man of iniquity, who is this man of sin? This pharaoh, that's working iniquity. But he be revealed in his time. That's the devil, he's be revealed in time. For the mystery of paragraph 87 down there before we finish the first seal. For the mystery of iniquity does already work. He is reading the scripture now. Deceives you. See, deceiving the people off into something. See, only he that is God that letteth, the scripture, that letteth, you let. That is God. He that letteth, you let. The one that make things happen. Until he, the church, Christ, the bride. You see that? It's called the Christ. It's called the bride. The bride is he. Again, it's another birth pains. Let me go to... I didn't know that I'm in verse 3. I'm in verse 3. And give me just a few minutes. I'm just going to read now. I'm going to try to read. If I don't finish this, I'm not going back to it. But if you have any question, you have the quiz. Please, Brother Michael, let everybody have this quote. If you have any question, just ask me. If you maybe it's not getting connected, right? Just ask me. And God will help us to make it to see that it's very plain. And they appear and because sometimes I think it's plain. I think it's plain, and then I go back there and I find so much that I not even seen. Brothers and sisters, don't you never come to a place where you think that you know anything. You come to a place where you think, this is, and then you go there and say, oh, tons and tons of things you are not even thought about. God is so great, brother. It's just by His grace that we just see just a bit like that. And God can help each one of us. Listen to this. In His revelation, God is not, what do you say that? We are equal. God is not Viva. God is not Viva. God does not Viva Simon. In the bride, God does not Viva anybody. Exactly. God is not a respecter of persons. What He has given me, He can give you. What He has given, you can give me. We are equal. That's what we are all equal. We are all, only thing we need to stay here, brother. Stay this, Father, I'm here. Just have mercy upon me. Each one of us. Don't think you're a preacher, you know everything. No. You have things that I don't have. There are some things you may know that I don't even know, that I cannot even touch. Sometimes you don't even say them because you think I know them. I don't. There are also things that you, Rhoda, Sister Edith, you know your sister, sometimes you feel like, no. God is not a respecter. We are equal in the eyes of God, brothers and sisters. God loves us all. God can give you anything. Like He can give me. I'm not higher. Nobody's higher. We are the children of the living God.
That's right.
All equal in His eyes.
Amen.
There appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon. I said, this red dragon, I've talked about it. The red dragon is Satan himself. Okay. And down there, he says, and they worshipped. Mm-hmm. Having seven heads and then and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. Now, let me hurry up. And they worshipped the dragon. That's paragraph 172, just part of them. And they worshipped the dragon. Who was the dragon? Satan. The prophet says Satan. That's right. The red dragon. All right. And I didn't put the quote there, but in the second seal, the prophet says he became red because of the blood of the saints. That's why he's a red dragon. That's what he said there. I've not even looked at it for a long time, but I remember that's what he said. Okay. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Who is? He is a great guy. He's a great guy. Now, let's go on. Now, as Satan has incarnated himself from Antichrist to false prophet now, and in the days of the Jew is Antichrist, among us the early church, in the dark ages, among us, you know, among us the Jew, the days of the Jew. That is when this woman had just given birth and they are coming up. That's how it is now then. It's the spirit of Nicolaitane, okay, which is Antichrist among the early church. In the dark ages, he became a false prophet to the world. See her here with her cup of iniquity. Now, that is to the church. To the church age now. But in the age after the church goes home, he becomes a beast. He becomes the devil incarnate, the red dragon himself. And he goes on down. Now we know who the red dragon is. He's Satan. And the red dragon incarnated in the beast. And the beast, he become one. That's what, at a sudden. And he says, that is now. That is in the last church age. That's what he did. But all that is gathered, I don't need to say that because I don't have to. But all that is gathered, all his people are gathered and put somewhere, waiting to be burned. That's done. And now the bride is also raptured. God takes the bride. The bride is here, and the whole of his people are taken there. The people, the prophet said in the fourth seal, that he gathered all his troops. God gathered all his troops from the four corners of the earth. Of heaven. That's the bride. The bride are not here. The bride are from heaven. So he gathered all his troops from heaven. The devil came down here and gathered all his troops. The worldly people gathered all from the four corners of the world. And the war is set now. It's called the war of Armageddon. I hope you get that. Okay. Now that's too much in a very short time. But what are the seven heads? And here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. Which is this woman? The same beast. Why is he called a woman? Because he's a church. This beast is a church. It's a Catholic church. It now changed from when he wanted to kill Jesus. Listen, from when he wanted to kill Jesus, it was a government then. Now it changed to a church. Now it's a church. That's why it's called a woman in Revelation 17. It's a woman. Seated on seven hills. What are the seven heads? What are the seven heads? Vatican is built on seven. Listen. Vatican is built upon seven hills. Those seven hills are the seven heads. I think that's as clear as possible. And they are crowned. Each head has a crown. What is it? It's the power, the imperial power that goes with him. Because we are also, listen, we are also crowned by the Holy Ghost. There's a crown by the Holy Ghost. That's the power that we have. Now the power they had was the doctrine and the satanism or satanic things that they had in every hill. The whole of that is built on that. On that satanic thing. The demon is Satan himself. Alright. I'm not going to read that. You can read down there. What are the ten horns? This is something that I've tried to make it clear, but it's not also very clear with me, because what I don't know about this is, you know, down there it says the ten horns, you know, were ten kingdoms and so forth. Now, I don't know why I'm saying it's not clear. I don't know which countries it is, but it says those are dictators. Those are dictators that surrounded him. I don't know when the prophet was here or not. And all those dictators are going to go and join with Russia. The Russia, you think it's not communism. It says communism. It's still communism. That's why they side with China. All those are communist countries. And the prophet says, every dictator goes to communism. And what are they? The prophet said, they are kept there to eat this woman. They're going to eat him and devour her and destroy her. And America is not safe. Because America is the sheep, is the lamb that had two horns. Had two horns, had one horn ecclesiastical and one horn political. And he says, and he gave its power to the beast, to the image of the beast. America started very well, but later on, America gave his power to this beast and started supporting the beast. But Russia and those dictators are those powers here. Those powers are kept there to eat and devour this woman. The Catholic Church will be devoured and destroyed by that. Praise be to God. That's what the prophet says. He says that is kept there for her. He says, like Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was tricked to go and take the so that God, the anger of God, can come to the top and destroy Nebuchadnezzar, Babylon, and he destroyed in a short time. Babylon was destroyed. Babylon was the top word. Okay, I'm not going to read all that. Oh, that is good. Now, what are seven crowns upon his head? Seven crowns upon his head are the powers. Let me read that so that you can understand. Are we going together there? Yeah, where? Where are we? Down there, seven. Revelation 12:3. Okay. Ten horns. Okay. Seven crowns upon his head, yes, exactly. The third stage is a beast in a man that's crowned in the last days with every power that pagan Rome had, because the seven-headed beast dragon was cast out in heaven. Every power upon each heel. The crowns means power. The crowns means power. Crowns means power. And he's going to tell you that these people are not crowned. The dictators, ten horns are not crowned. He says, why? Because they are not given the power. Why? Because they are dictators. The prophet says, they are dictators. Am I saying right? Dictators. They are dictators. They're not like President Trump. Trump is elected. They're not elected by someone. They're just put there as dictators. And they will join the communism. And this is, communism is not Antichrist. Communism is not Antichrist. They will join Russia. And they will deliver this woman called the Catholic Church. Now, can we go to Revelation 4? I know I'm jumping, but I know I'm jumping. You can read that. 4. Let's go to 4 and finish now. Give me about 10 minutes and I would be done. Gabriel, I'll be done in about 10 minutes. 10 minutes after 1 will be enough. Just 7. And I'm done. And he still drew the third part of the stars of heaven. Are you there now? Revelation. I'm just going to read that. Can we go down? Can we go down to the last one where it is like that? I just want to read that. The intact one, the one that is black, more black. Did you notice that? Now, that doesn't mean that Satan has a long tail. That he hooked around people. But the tale that he told, he pulled that part of those stars. Those stars were Abraham's seeds. And he goes on and on. What was it? What was it? That's what he does every time. That's what he does every time. In heaven, he pulled down three parts. Two. Two thats. He pulled two thats. Now here he come, when Jesus Christ was born, he pulled one third of the Jewish people could not agree that Jesus Christ was born. See that? And now, I don't know what part. Maybe 2,000. Now, the whole world is gone. Amen. The promise is, the bride is very, very, four verys, very, very, very small. Right. Why? The same tail. What is the tail? It doesn't have a tail. It's not a tail like that. It's a tail. It's a story. It's a story. It's a lie. It's a deception. That is deceives people with. And now all the whole world is deceived. Except a small group called the bride. Amen. The greater, they are bigger. They are larger crowd than us. Amen. The ones that sees the truth. And there are some who are very, very close. Like they are seeing. And they are not. Oh, the same tale. There's another quote that I can give on this. But I don't have time. But it's there. You don't teach a doctrine with one quote. It's the same tale. He will give them a strong delusion to believe a lie. He says, it's not a lie. The scripture there that says, he was given a strong delusion to believe a lie. He says, not a lie. He says, the lie. The same one that was told at the Garden of Eden. The same one. Same one. Okay. Mm-hmm. Where are we now? We are Revelation 12, verse 4. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, for to deliver her child as soon as it was born. And the dragon stood before the woman to deliver. I've talked about that. Is the dragon, is the King Herod that was seated there to deliver the child as he was born. Here again, he's come. He's come at the end here. In the church ages, in the seventh church age, he's come with all deception to deceive the people, to get them away, to get them away when this child is born, called the bride. The son. Yeah. Because he and her are one. That's a promised son. When he comes, a promised son to marry a bride. He is this, praise be to God, woman which was ready to be delivered, for to deliver her child as soon as it was ready to deliver her. By doing what? By deception. By deception. Deceiving her so that she can be eternally set for death. She wanted to kill her. She wanted to kill him. She wanted to kill Jesus who was born. Now here, he wanted to kill the bride as she was born. By what? By deception. So close that if it was possible, she would be deceived. Why? To deliver her as soon as she... To be eternally separated from God. That's the worst death. That's the worst deliver. All right, now, let's jump. Let's jump. That's too much. I'm not... Before the woman which was ready to be delivered, for to deliver her child as soon as it was born. It's both ways, there and here. I think you can see that. I brought those two quotes there. They're going to explain that. And I'm finishing. I said that I'm not going to stay here for long. Let's go to the last one now. Let's go to the last one, Revelation 12:6. If you have any question on that, please write it. You know my number. Please write it. Please write it. Please write it. Please. No, and that's a question that was asked me last night. Because my point last night, and sometimes I stay late in the night. But my point is, brothers and sisters, you cannot say that Adam was not in a glorified body. Then they ask me, then was he in a glorified body? I don't know. I said that because that's true. He has not said anything about Adam being not in a glorified body. But you cannot say that Adam was not in a glorified body. Then they said, what kind of a body was he? If not, I said, I don't know. The only thing I know, he was not born in sin and shaped in iniquity. That's one. Amen. That's number two, he was not mortal. You know, mortal is something that's going to die. He was not mortal. Adam was not mortal until sin. Sin is what made Adam mortal, like me. But Jesus was born a mortal to die. That's why he had headache. Just had headache. Just was getting sick. But Adam didn't get sick. Adam did not have any problem that we have. or any problem that Jesus had when he was here on earth. I'm not trying to, you know, people think that we are making Adam greater than Jesus. No! Jesus is my savior.
Amen.
I can't do that. But I want every scripture where it belongs, brothers.
Amen.
I'm not warring with anything or with anybody. I don't want my own doctrine. I just want said the way he, you don't help God, brothers.
That's right.
You don't help God by making him greater than he is. Because he, saying, you know what people do, brothers? Give me 1 minute. You know what people do? They got there because they're helping God. And they pretend that they are sick. And I've seen people, you know this trouser? This trouser is made in a such a manner that it's going to be big. And therefore, when you do this, the whole trouser goes in and the leg is like this. Okay? Like this. The leg is like that. It's held like that. And then you go and the pastor prays, whoa, Abasaika, 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 Abasaika. That's what they say in what do you call that? In tongues. Abasaika, Abasaika, Abasaika. And you see them say, the leg has come. And when you ask him, why did you deceive? So that we can take the gospel home to the people. You're helping God. You don't help God. You don't help God, brothers. Just hear what he says. That's enough. It has enough power in it to support and start itself and protect it. That's what it has, brothers. You say what he says and leave it there. I'm not going to make Jesus greater than he is. I know he is greatest. He is greatest of the greatest. He is God. Nothing is as great as him. Nothing is as great as God.
Amen.
You're going to make him lesser. It doesn't matter. The devil, this devil, is working so hard to bring him down and to show that he's nothing. That does not make a difference. He's what he is. And finally, all things will be added. What is it? Concerned unto him. All things will be unto him.
Amen.
All these things that you see, he'll be the ruler of everything. He's great. God is great. You don't make him small or big or whatever. He is what he is. You don't bring this to make God greater. No. Don't support. Leave God alone. That's what he said. And leave it there. That's all he requires you to do. So they asked me, was Adam in a glorified body? I said, I have a problem when you say he was not in a glorified body. Where did you get that from? Where did you get that from? That was not in a glorified body. Do you have a quote? If you don't have a quote, keep quiet. I said, I keep quiet when it's kept quiet. I don't know. But the kind of body that Adam had is this. Brothers, listen to me. Whoever is listening to me, listen to me. This is the kind of body that Adam had. A body that was not immortal. Mortal. It was not mortal. It was not dying. It was immortal. The body that Adam had was immortal. It was not dying. Did you know something else, brothers? Adam was never a baby. And Adam was never an old man. What kind of a body is that? I don't want to say it's a glorified body. I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to leave it here. But he was not a baby. And he had never been an old man. He was like that. He never got sick. He never got nut. He was like that. Was he fresh and blood? Yes, he was fresh and blood. Because do you remember? He woke up and called Eve. Eve, you are flesh of my flesh. He was fresh. You are flesh of my flesh. About blood, I don't know. But you can say he had the blood. No problem. No problem about blood. I don't have a problem with flesh and blood. I don't have a problem. But don't say he was not. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm not saying he was. I'm not saying he was glorified body. No, I'm not saying. But I don't want you to say he was not, because you don't know. Do you see where I am? I'm not saying it, and I don't want you to say it. Just, brothers and sisters, what am I saying? Leave the word the way it is. Don't add. Don't. That's the problem I have, brothers. When somebody adds something or subtract, brother, don't support God. Don't. What is it? Don't try to help God. He's sufficient. God is sufficient. Let's finish. Let me finish this. And now, Praise be to God. Praise be to God. And I go, I'm sorry, brothers. I'm sorry. Just forgive me because I'm horrible. I don't follow. I wish I would just read, and go, and then go nowhere. I wish that. But just bear with me. sometimes you can bear with somebody because he cannot change himself. He's trying and he's not changing. Just bear with somebody like that. Okay, let me come to this and finish now. And nobody fled into the wilderness. The same woman, that's why I'm calling him Jewish, when he's crossing over to the church ages. Can you see that? And then the church ages. That's why I'm calling her that, okay? Now, let's look at that, whether that is correct. Let's look at that and see whether that is correct. That woman that was giving birth to Jesus, and now that woman has given birth, and now is going to be taken by him. Let me read it. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared for of God, that they should feed her there 1,200 days. What are 300 days? What are they? It's 3.5 years. What is it? It is the age. Is the age of when Jesus Christ is saving the 144. So it is at the age here of the church ages. That shows us it is at the end of the church ages. 3.5 years is the last part of the last week of the Jews that were given to be saved. Is that right? So it's at the end here. Is that right? So let us come here and look at it. Just five minutes and I'm done. We had it in the Hebrews. We will get back on this. Maybe tonight, I'll prove it. That paragraph 100 in the book called, it's questions and answers 1942. From the persecution of the church and all through those dark ages, the people came over. What is America? America was established at Plymouth Rock for one purpose, freedom of religion. Is that right? And the Bible said that she fled from the dragon and had a place prepared in what? Congregation says in wilderness. What was America? When she came over here, see where she was nourished? That's the church ages. They ran from Europe to come to America. Do you remember that? That's in the church ages. Actually, they started coming here during Wesley's time. And Wesley came forth from Europe to like that. Yeah, this is the wilderness. This was a wilderness. That's where they are running to. And this place was prepared. And this is where God is going to show. This is important. America is important. They have dropped it to where it is not. God is unhappy with it. But God prepared America. It was a wilderness prepared by God. That's where the seeds came from, America. Amen. That's the westmost. America is the westmost. The prophet came to there. You remember that. Where the seeds are. This is the westmost. This is the westmost America. Go. This was prepared. It was the wilderness. It was nothing. It was nothing. The Cherokees and those people are here. When those people ran away at Plymouth, I think where they were getting it, is that right? They established that they were getting it. And they came in. This is the wilderness that was established. For that woman. Which woman? The woman that was giving birth, gave birth to Jesus Christ. And the church ages. Now they were running from there because of what? Because of the beast, because of the red dragon. The red dragon, the beast, the devil himself had come against it. And they were getting persecuted. And they ran away from Europe to the wilderness. A place prepared by God. Where the seals will be opened. And where the soil of this America is where the Jesus Christ in a body called William Maroon will stand on. It was a place prepared. Can I get you there now and stop there? God bless you. God bless you. I know it was, and it's too much. That's good. I cannot even finish it. Otherwise, it's going to take another. But if you have a question, if anybody has a question, please, let's talk. This is a very important country. People have made it a place of the devil. But this place was made by God. It was prepared. It was a wilderness that was prepared. Now that woman, God, the woman of the church ages could run to. And she ran to. And she gave birth here. She gave birth to a son. Son who was actually the bride and the bridegroom. Praise be to God. He was born. That was born here in this soil. You tell me he went here. Yes, but he was born here in this soil. You know, you go to the to YouTube and you find a sermon that I preached there, and I just want to throw something there that people can get curiosity. No, I said, John, listen to me, John the Revelator, John that was in the Isle of Patmos, had to be brought to America. I don't have a scripture, I don't have a, but where was that angel? I'm just asking, where was that angel that was revealing to him? Until one time he looked at him, he said, no, you are nobody else but God. And he went to kneel down before, where was that angel? That is Brother Branham. Where was he?
Amen.
Where was he? Amen. John had to come to Brother Branham.
Amen.
This country has been taken to the dogs by all this. The devil, praise be to God. but God has his bride.
Amen.
He'll never, as he said, he'll never forget Israel.
Right.
He can't forget Israel. God, America has become that. God will never forget America. There will be a bride come from America. And from every nation, a bride shall come from Kenya. A bride shall come. Even North Korea, people think North Korea, you know, they don't have Christianity there. There's a bride. The prophet did not say, except North Korea. He said, a bride will come from every nation. How, I don't know, but that's the word of God. It must come from every nation. The bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for speaking. I feel, Lord God, like I want to speak more, but I want to, because of these bodies, we want to come to that. But I thank you, Father, for speaking the way you've spoken. If there be anything, Lord, that is my mind, please, Lord, don't let it sink in the people's heart. Take it away. Take it away also from my heart. We want to believe you and you only, Lord, nothing else but you and you only, Lord. Thank you. Let every heart purpose here to glorify you. Let every heart here purpose to make you happy. And run away from those things, Lord, that don't make you happy. Let's have only one purpose. To please our husband, Lord. All our weaknesses, crush them, Lord, and take them away, Lord. We want one thing. We want you. We want to give ourselves to you, Father. Sometimes we don't know how. Sometimes we fail, Lord. But Lord, as weak as we are, our hearts, spiritual hearts, are up. Lord, help. Lord, help. We want to love you. We want to give ourselves to you. Thank you for everything. Bless the people, bless those who are listening in, Lord. We remember our brother Don. With family there, Lord, bless him. Bless them all, Lord. And whoever else is listening in, bless us all, Lord God. Help us, Father. Bring us closer to yourself in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. Brother Michael, you want to dismiss? God bless you. God bless you. You're dismissed.